Ladies and gentlemen, how about a warm welcome for David Bromberg?
better try that star. Just one more gear.
Before I can swing, come on and light that tea. We will see.
time when your throat gets dry, you know you're high. Everything seems damned here. What's gone down the corner store? Though you are on rock that can, and now you know that you're really sick. You don't even care if you can't be real. The sky is high, so am I, because I've known to take a couple to the time to time.
They'd never do that.
Yeah, we know better.
Look, I'll take requests. I just won't perform them, okay?
Play whatever you want.
That's what I always do, man. We'll never hit 17. Because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone. With friends around to steal her, years are gambled and lost like summer wages. So we keep rolling on until we get to Vancouver and the woman I love is living there. Great fog-bound strays, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down on Main Street, the dreams of the seasons are spilled down on the floor. All the big stands of timber. And the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. cause you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone. The so-called friends around will steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. So as I said before the show, I got a call from the President Obama, and I asked him, you know, what I could do to help with the economic recovery. And basically what he did, he suggested I bring a lot of shit to sell. So I brought some CDs and some DVDs and some BVDs. Really, you know. Nancy started silk screening the underpants, you know, with the name of her album, which is Shoot the Moon. And I figured, wait a minute, do something with the title of my new album, which is Use Me. So I have some CDs and DVDs, and this is Bob Taylor playing bass. Playing the drums. And they don't have any CDs, but I hope they have the BVDs. That's what he told me. And look, if you love America, I hope you'll buy everything you possibly can. So I want to explain why my record is called Use Me. What I did was I called up a bunch of people, all of them more famous than I am, because I am not stupid. And I asked each of them, because I have balls for ass, to write a song for me and then produce me doing it. Use Me. And amazingly, pretty much everybody I asked did, you know. So I got, there's a couple of tracks there with Levon Helm. There's one from Tim O'Brien, one from John Hyatt, one from Dr. John, Widespread Panic, Linda Ronstadt, Kevin O. Vince Gill, and I always forget somebody. So.
What's up, Dave?
Bill Beck, so does Dave.
What?
How about some Dave?
Yeah! We'll get there. Didn't I do it? I started out with one of my own tunes. It's true that sometimes I forget I wrote anything and I just go. first tune on the CD. So we'll do that one. Sing me a song. So I talked to Larry Campbell, who is just a wonderful musician, great guitar player, mandolin player, fiddle player, pedal steel player. And Larry pretty much runs Levon's show up there at the ranch. And he said, well, let's do a tune of yours. So we picked out that one, and he wrote these great horn arrangements, and we got a great take of it. But on the drive up to Woodstock, I thought, why don't I do something more like what he's recording these days, what Levon's recording these days. So at the end of the session, we asked the bass player to stay, and me and Larry, the bass player, and Levon did an old jug band tune. And we were playing a gig in Colorado at a we're playing you know what the Chautauqua movement was?
No.
It was a self-improvement movement at the beginning of the 20th century. And people would come and stay in these cottages and then go to the main hall and listen to lectures or concerts or anything that was uplifting. Or they had me there, I don't know. And we're doing this little workshop and we're playing this tune that I recorded with Levon, and I realized that it was exactly the same chords and the same rhythmic feel, the same groove as a tune that started out as rock and roll and ended up as folk music. So we'll string them together for you.
Go!
Thank you. walking down this track, I got tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. If this train runs me right, I'll be home Tuesday night. I'm 900 miles from my home. I hate to hear that lonesome whistle from my home. Well, I'll pawn you my watch. I'll pawn you my chain. I'll even pawn my golden diamond ring. If that train will run me right, I'll be home by Tuesday night. Cause I'm 900 miles from my home.
Turn your lamps down low.
Who made the fiddle?
Yeah, was it yours?
Hey, Judge.
I want to do a tune that, I don't know, we started doing this a little while. Usually people, it's the last tune they ever expect us to play, which is why, of course, we like to play it. Thank you. understand you know what you want to hear, but you don't know shit about putting together a set. I mean, it's not that I'm a complete jerk, although I am a complete jerk, but it look at me. I'm a schlubby, overweight, middle-aged Jewish guy.
So are we!
And the only power I ever get on this plane of existence is when I'm on the stage. So if you think I'm going to give up that much of it to you, mail train, baby.
I knew I was gonna say.
Can't buy no thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning out the windowsill. Yes, and if I at the top of the hill, and if I don't make it, I know my baby well. Now don't the moon look good shining through the tree? Don't the breaking look good flagging down the double leaves? Don't the sun look good setting over the seas? And don't my cat look fine coming after me? Time's coming. Windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. be a lover, baby. Don't wanna be a boss. Just don't say I never wanted you. If your train get lost,
Dave.
I cried so much.
that you guys?
Thank you.
me, your lover, or your friend, me.
Never be a fool.
But I refuse to be your fool. I will be there when you need me. But I don't want to be no toy with you, baby. If a plain thing is all you want before you can get up, go out and get yourself a good boy, because I took that. Slow and hard all night, I swore and promised. existence. I refuse, absolutely, absolutely, subjectively, categorically, and fucking empirically, now and forever, not to be a fool, never to be a toy, your dog, your plaything, your joker, your jester, your pet. Before I be a fool, so long gone, dead, buried in my grave, I will see the fine 40-story Carrera marble mausoleum that is sure to mark my own final resting place. Crumbled into dust by the inclement weather that inhabits these parts and carried to the four corners of Earth to return to the molecular structure from which they originated. Before I be awful of it, so long gone, dead and forgotten, I will see the people descended from the children of the grandchildren of the descendants of the people who were children of the people who forgot me themselves for generations forgotten. Before I be awful of it, so long gone, dead and forgotten, I will see the genus and species of worm, insects, and bacterium that at one time fed upon my own rotting mortal flesh vanish from the face of the earth. I will wear the race's shining around my little finger. I will see you dead. I will see a mother, father, sister, brother dead. I will see a doctor, lawyer, and hairdresser dead. I will see everyone that you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelled, dreamed about, thought, or imagined in your lifetime, roasted and tortured for 100 million billion years in hell, 60,000 eternities, 50 billion forevers, and 5 or 6 years after that before I will be your fool.
Till I thought to myself. enough to break your heart. Think about it. So far apart, and ain't that enough?